Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Jerusalem, Israel. There is an interesting connection between the Israeli-Jordanian peace treaty and the city of Jerusalem. That's the headline. In a moment, David Dolan will join me with more details on this story.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
The Jordanians are complaining about the Israelis and the acceptance of the peace agreement that was signed back in 1994. They say that peace agreement's on ice right now, and the main reason is the Palestinian issue. Because there are so many Palestinians in Jordan, the king, King Abdullah, who's a Hashemite, he's having difficulty. This peace agreement may fall apart.
Been tenuous for a while, really, Jimmy, and, you know, we saw the Palestinian part of the Oslo peace process basically fall apart, although we still have Palestinian authority. They still govern in Bethlehem and Ramallah and other places, but it's been a very limited thing, and that peace has struggled. Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised to see it go, and as I've said, that's a prophetic key as well.
David, give me some information about the Knesset. Looks like they're going to get ready to state fund, a foundation, the Temple Mount Heritage Foundation, which they're going to go in the face of the UNESCO statement that there's no Jewish connection to the Temple Mount. The Knesset wants to fund this organization, this foundation, to promote to the world there is absolutely a biblical, historical, and political connection to the Temple Mount for the Jewish people.
It's so obvious to historians and archaeologists and anybody that takes 10 seconds to look at it that that the Jewish people have been connected to Jerusalem for 3,000 years. But yes, the Israelis are fighting back. They're saying, we do our work, we are connected to Jerusalem, and, you know, if we have to fund something to make the world know that, we'll do it, and I think it's a smart move.
David Dolan with an update on the stories behind the Jordanian-Israeli peace treaty and the city of Jerusalem. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. If you have a moment, think about this with me. As mentioned, Israel has a peace treaty with the Jordanians. These treaties are not working. They have never been normalized. However, all parties are waiting for these treaties to be confirmed. As foretold in the book of Daniel, chapter 9 and verse 27. Now let's look at the connection between the peace treaties and Jerusalem. The Israeli-Jordanian treaty speaks of the relationship between the Jordanians and the Israelis over the Temple Mount. The Jordanians believe they have authority over the Temple Mount, custodial responsibilities. However, that's not what the Word of God has to say. In Zechariah chapter 1 and verse 16, it says that the Messiah, Jesus Christ, will return to Jerusalem and build his temple. That's confirmed in Zechariah chapter 6, verses 12 and 13. But I must hasten to remind you that Jerusalem is going to be the center of controversy, Zechariah 12:2, until the return of the Messiah, Jesus Christ. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...